Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
You're listening to 610 Sports Radio, the official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs.
This Odyssey Sports broadcast has been presented by Health Markets. Shop for health insurance your way.
Welcome into Vern's postgame show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow!
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
All right, the show started a lot sooner than I thought. I need some time with this one. Honestly, just so many emotions really throughout the night, certainly after the loss. Royals dropped the rubber game to Arizona, 8-6 the final score. I'm interested to see where you guys want to go tonight. I'm interested to see if you're interested in talking about this 8-6 loss. As the Royals give up five, James MacArthur gives up five runs in the ninth inning, and the Royals drop the series at home. All right, I need you guys. I need to talk this one out. I'm sure you're frustrated. I'm not frustrated. I'm not angry. Certainly disappointed, but. Well, let me say this. I take no solace in the fact that the Royals still hold a wild card spot. Again, I couldn't care less about the wild card right now. We got 59 games to play. I'm ticked off that Cleveland scored in the ninth inning, and now the Royals are six games back in the division. That, if there's anything that has me agitated after this one, it's that right there. Royals, 48 hours ago, were four games back of Cleveland, feeling real good. And now you're six back. Honestly, listen, Royals weren't good tonight. I understand you're angry. I'm sure a lot of you want to scream about the trade deadline and the need to bring in a bona fide closer as if there's dozens of bona fide closers available around Major League Baseball, but whatever. The Royals they just weren't very good tonight. You know, Waka was subpar. Right, this team starts with its starting pitching. The reason why you're 9 games above 500, 56-47. The reason why you've already matched your win total from a season ago is because this pitching staff is nothing like the pitching staff from a year ago. Especially the rotation. And tonight, Michael Wacha unable to get the job done. 4 2/3 innings of 3-run baseball. Not bad. He wasn't bad. But he certainly wasn't good. He didn't live up to the standard that he's set for himself, that this rotation has set for itself. Now, offensively, so many missed opportunities. I understand we're all sky high this season with what has been a revival of baseball in Kansas City, courtesy of these boys in blue. But I could not have been alone when, in the first inning, 2 on and 1 out, Salvador Perez, first pitch, inning-ending double play. Second inning, as the Royals tie the game up, 1-1, bottom two. Drew Waters comes through with his first extra base hit of the season. He scores Freddie Fermin. He ties the game up. He's on second base with only 1 out, and he never moves. Third inning, 2 on, 1 out, second pitch to Salvador Perez. Inning-ending double play. You had opportunities offensively, many opportunities early. And then, in the fourth inning, as the Royals are now down 3-1, Arizona says, hey, we're no longer going to wait for you guys to score runs. We're going to gift wrap 3 runs for you. And that's exactly what happened there. The Royals took the lead in that fourth inning, in that 3-run fourth inning, because Arizona's defense was unable to do what they had done earlier in the game. And that is execute a inning-ending double play. Ketel Marte whiffs on what should have been an inning-ending 4-6-3 double play. The Royals put up another goose egg in the fourth inning, and the Diamondbacks lead 3-1 heading to the fifth. That's what should have happened, but Marte doesn't make the play, and the Royals capitalize. They score 3, they take the lead, whether they deserve that lead or not, whether it was gift-wrapped or not. They had it. But as I'm sitting up here in the press box, I never felt comfortable. Never felt comfortable because of what we saw from Wacha. Because of the missed opportunities offensively. Because the 3 runs that you scored were gifts. I understand the Royals have added to this bullpen a big addition in Hunter Harvey. But I've watched every single pitch of the first 103 games of this season. It's not very often you get a subpar performance from your pitcher, missed opportunities from your offense, and the bullpen's going to carry you to victory. It just hasn't happened very often. And I was hoping that it would happen tonight. You know, nice fight from the boys there in the ninth inning to make it a game. Right, they go to that ninth inning down by 4. They lose by 2. They're just unable to pick up Michael Wacha. Lord knows he deserved it. But no one was able to finish the job. The bullpen couldn't pick up Wacha. They came close. James MacArthur unable to lock it down. The offense unable to pick up Michael Wacha. They came close. But Salvi's fly ball in the ninth inning was about 80 feet short. I'm interested to see what you're thinking, how you're feeling after this one. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We're going to start off in Overland Park. Henry, you're hitting leadoff after this 8-6 Royals loss. Go ahead.
Hi, Josh. How's it going? I called into your show about 8 years ago when I was a 12-year-old kid. Terrible call, but now I'm 20 years old. I'm an usher for the Kansas City Royals. Like every other Kansas City fan, I'm desperate to see some Kansas City meaningful baseball. I feel like we're on the right path right now. Obviously, our bullpen pitching definitely needs to be improved right here. I'm not going to lie. I'm just really happy to have some over 500 baseball right now in general. My question for you really is, with what we're seeing right now, we came off pretty hot against the White Sox. But then again, obviously the White Sox, anybody can come off hot against the White Sox. If you're the manager for the Kansas City Royals, what are you doing at the trade deadline right now? Pretty obvious question, but thank you for taking my call. I hope you have a great night. Take care, man.
Yeah, hope you do the same. Thank you very much for calling back in. Don't wait until you're 28 to call in again. Royals, by the way, to go along with what you're talking about, winning baseball despite tonight's loss, despite the fact that they dropped the series to the Diamondbacks, the Royals are still on pace to win 88 games this season, which would set a new Major League Baseball record for wins in a season that followed a season in which you lost 100 games. So I appreciate the optimism, Henry. What would I do if I'm J.J. Piccolo at the trade deadline? Well, this loss isn't changing my opinion, so if you've listened to this show occasionally over the past few weeks, you've likely heard me say this, but I'll reiterate it. I'm not getting in a bidding war for anyone. I know right now, coming off James MacArthur's fifth blown save of the season, I know it feels as if the Royals are in desperate need of a reliever. And I know just minutes ago I said I don't care about the wild card race, and I don't. But as I also just mentioned, this team lost 106 games last year. I don't believe the foundation that is currently in Kansas City, I don't believe that there's anything fluky about it. Right, the foundation of Bobby and Salvi and Vinny and Mike Hal, MJ and Reagans and Singer and Marsh and Lugo. Now, these guys are all back next year. Now, Bobby's in year one of that contract. I haven't seen, I haven't seen enough from this team that makes me say, as currently constructed, they can't get in. You know, I've watched 103 games, and this to me is one of the six best teams in the American League. Now, does that guarantee them a playoff spot? No. I'm sure some of you want this team to go out and make the type of acquisition that would guarantee this team a playoff spot. Now, the fan in me wants them to do that too, but what this team would need to acquire to guarantee a playoff spot, to me, is an impact bat and a bona fide closer. You're going to have to get into a bidding war to get either one of those two things. And I just don't see the necessity to step on the gas pedal like that in year one of Bobby's deal, knowing that the four All-Stars are all back next year, knowing that you lost 106 games a season ago, and again, the fact that you currently hold a playoff spot shows you that as currently constructed, you are good enough to get in. Now, I've been pretty steadfast in my expectation for this team. Of course, that expectation changed in May, right? You take the evidence that was put forth in the month of April and early on in the month of May, and I think we all came to an agreement that there's absolutely no excuse for this team to fall out of the playoff race. If they fall short of the playoffs, I can understand that. I'll probably be able to explain that away. I think there will be hard evidence as to why the Royals fell a game or two short of October, but after a few weeks pass, we'll be able to look back on 2024 and say, man, how much fun was that? How great was it? Exactly like what you're saying, Henry. How great was it to see Kauffman Stadium packed, to see a new generation of baseball fans making the trek out to the K? Now, my expectation has never been playoffs or bust. My expectation since May has been stay in the race. There's no excuse for this team to fall out of the race, right? In spring training, my expectation was, or my hope was, that they could maintain through May. And my thought was, if they maintain through May, well, then I have no reason to believe that they won't be able to maintain through July. And if you do that, we're all going to get our wish. We're going to get meaningful games in August and September. And that, to me, still seems as if it's going to happen. So how much do I want this team to sell out to make the playoffs in 2024? I want them to improve the roster, sure. Yeah, if you can improve over, you know, take your pick reliever, Sam Long. If you want to improve the bench over Nick Lofton, okay, do that. I don't think you need to get into a bidding war to improve the 13th spot on the bench. Or the 13th spot in the pitching rotation, or excuse me, the 13th spot on the pitching staff. I don't think you need to get into a bidding war for that. And when you're at the helm of an organization like this, in a market size like this, whether you're 9 games above 500, 9 games below 500, or 19 games out of the postseason race altogether, J.J. Piccolo and the rest of his front office always need to scour 40-man rosters, waiver claims, organizations for unsung, unheralded diamonds in the rough. That's the only way you're going to be able to survive consistently, win consistently in a market like this, in a league like this. Now, sniffing the postseason, selling off the farm to go for it in 2024, to me, just doesn't make a whole bunch of sense. Because I haven't run into many desperate Royals fans. Now, 2015, yeah, you were desperate. Man, we came so close. We know these guys are going to leave in a couple of years. This is our chance. We have to win now. And it worked out. But we've been paying the price for that acceleration. We've been paying the price for stepping on the gas pedal like that in 2015. We've been paying the price for 7-8 years now. I can't imagine this organization being desperate until 2026, until we're 3 years into Bobby's deal. If you haven't rewarded him with a run through October yet, okay. Okay, 2026, yeah, maybe you need to part with something of note down in the minor leagues. Not right now. Not in my opinion. Thanks for the phone call. Way to get us started, Henry. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. With the loss tonight, the Royals are now 3-10 in rubber games this year. Does that knock you back the way it does me? 3-10 in series deciding rubber games? Royals are now 10-7 in home series? It doesn't add up, does it? Well, maybe it does. You let me know. Let's go to Jacob, who's out in Kansas. Jacob, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hi, first time caller. You know, it's crazy you just said that. That my question was, how concerned with you are you about rubber match games? So yeah, that was my. I was like, do they choke? What is the deal there? So, thanks. Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, it's a glaring number. You know, I would have to go and look game by game. You know, the attributes that you would like to hang on a team that is 3-10 in rubber games, that would make it seem like these guys get tight in close games. And we know that's not the case. 3-10 in rubber games to me would say that when the big play needs to be made, the Royals aren't making it. And I mean, that's not who they are. But defensively, taking the extra 90 feet on the base paths. The Royals don't lose in stupid ways, right? They don't play stupid baseball. Even tonight's 8-6 loss, I don't think they were, it was stupid baseball. Now, subpar performance from your starting pitcher, and your closer coughed it up in the ninth inning. Your future Hall of Fame catcher left 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 men on base. Well, that's what I'm chalking this one up to. So many of Michael Wacha's teammates had the opportunity to pick him up tonight, and none, almost none, were able to do it. I mean, Angel Zerpa and Sam Long, they held it down, 7 up, 7 down between those two lefties. Hunter Harvey with a bumpy eighth inning, but he's able to get through it unscathed. Obviously can't say the same for MacArthur. Let's go to Dan in Lenexa. Dan, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hello, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. Well, listening to you, you've hit upon two of the 3 points I was going to make about the rubber game record and the fact that Salvi, he's just killing us by swinging early in the count, not being a disciplined hitter, and not waiting for his pitch. Now, just losing 2 out of 3 to the Diamondbacks is not a disgrace in itself. They did make the World Series last year. They kind of remind me of the Padres or the Brewers. They got pretty good hitting power and speed, and they make the pitcher work for, you know, to get them out, which can be tough going through their lineup. They're not as good as the Phillies or the Dodgers, but I wouldn't be surprised if they don't make another playoff run again this year. But back to their record in rubber games, overall in 3-game series, which, as you'll agree, complies basically about 80% of the schedule. You have a few 4-game series, a few doubleheaders thrown in, but they're 8-14, and their salvation with that record is that they have swept.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab 2 of your favorite Monster cans for $6, or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
4 3-game series and only been swept one time. But I think you'd agree that that's a pretty bad habit to be in when they're going to play basically 3-game series the rest of the year, and they just need to improve. Now, if they sweep the Cubs this weekend, I'll feel a little bit better. But right now, my optimism is not where your first call was or where yours is. So that's all I have to say, and I appreciate your letting me get on and express my views.
Yeah, well, it's nice hearing from you. Appreciate it, Dan. Yeah, I mean, worst case scenario, I wanted a 6-3 homestand. I wanted three series victories. Royals are 4-2 with the Chicago Cubs coming to town. The last place, Chicago Cubs. Take 2 of 3 from the Cubbies, go 6-3, and then head to Chicago and feast on the White Sox. And then go to Motown, and hopefully by then, well, I know by then, the trade deadline will be in the rearview mirror. Hopefully Jack Flaherty's been traded. Hopefully Tarek Skubal's been traded. Yeah, you can go fatten up on the White Sox, fatten up on the Tigers, and then welcome the Red Sox to town for 3. Dan, appreciate the phone call, 913-586-7610. Yeah, 3-10 in rubber games this season. And my friends, we're only a few weeks away from the month that's going to decide it all. Now, I don't mean the month of August. I mean from the 12th to the 12th. August 12th to September 12th. 29 games. 23 of those 29 games are against teams currently in the postseason picture. 6 with Cleveland. A couple of series with the Minnesota Twins. 7 with Cleveland. 6 with Minnesota. They got the Philadelphia Phillies in there. The New York Yankees. It is an absolute grind. An absolute grind coming up. The Cardinals are in there for 2. Houston Astros in Houston for 4 as they continue to get healthy. It's going to be quite the stretch. Yeah, it concludes with a 3-game set in the Bronx against the New York Yankees. All right, phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Royals lose 8-6. We'll get back to your phone calls right after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Here's the pitch. Garcia runs. Fastball stroked. Deep to left center field. Splits the gap and rolls all the way to the fence. Garcia's already at third. Wilson waves him home. He's in to score, standing to tie the game. And Kyle Isbell sprints to third. He's got a triple. This game is tied at 3 in the bottom of the 4th inning.
Kyle Isbell would later score. Just moments later, he would come and give the Royals a 4-3 lead. After that RBI triple, he would score on a wild pitch, and a 3-run 4th inning for the boys in blue puts them up 4-3. Unfortunately, they were unable to tack on until it was then a deficit in the 9th inning. James MacArthur gives up 5 runs in the 9th inning, and a 4-3 lead turns into an 8-4 deficit. Royals are able to push 2 across in the 9th, but obviously that's not enough. They fall 8-6. Isbell 1-for-4 with that RBI triple. And now, since the start of June, Kyle Isbell has an OPS of 805. Royals are 9 games above 500, but they dropped the series to the Arizona Diamondbacks, and I just went back and looked through the 13 rubber games this season. Royals have now dropped 3 in a row. They went 0-4 in rubber games in the month of April, losing in Baltimore, in New York to the Mets, at home against the Orioles, and in Detroit. 0-4 in April. Is this a different team than the one that lost 2-3 in Baltimore, 2-3 at Citi Field against the Mets? I think so. Honestly, I do. I think that team was still trying to prove to itself that they're good. They thought they were good. They believed that they were good, but we just haven't done it enough. Our record doesn't scream, that's a good team. So, okay, maybe I can throw out that 0-4 in April. In May, they went 2-2. They won a rubber game in Toronto, won a rubber game at home against the Brewers, but lost to the Rangers and lost in Seattle to the Mariners. 2-2 in May, 1-1 in June, 0-3 in July. Yeah, you look at the teams that they're losing rubber games to. It's the good teams. Teams that they're beating, well, Milwaukee's a good team. I can't take any. They've beaten the Marlins, Blue Jays, and Brewers in rubber games. They've lost to the Mets, Tigers, Rangers, Mariners, Dodgers, Rays, Red Sox, Diamondbacks, and twice to the Orioles. That's one, I mean, all those teams really outside of Detroit still find themselves in a playoff race. Let's go to Jackson in Overland Park. Jackson, you're next up on the postgame show as the boys lose 8-6. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Was at the game tonight. Frustrating game, obviously. I'm curious what you think about Harvey potentially getting a go at the closer role after MacArthur blew it. And then just a side question, when do you think Caglione will get to be on the roster? Thanks.
Yeah, appreciate it. as far as Jack Caglione, Royals first-round pick, 6th overall out of the University of Florida. I haven't watched him, really, outside of college, but how much can you really read into that? I mean, I would like to think next year, right? Second half of next year. I mean, why not? And I'm talking about as a hitter. I mean, who knows if he ever pitches in the big leagues. I'm not saying I expect him to be in the big leagues next year, but that's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping that maybe you can... I don't know about opening day. That might be... Listen, I know Wyatt Langford, he was on the opening day roster right out of the gate a lot. You're seeing it a lot more. Certainly a lot more than you used to. Let's say this time next year. Well, maybe that's not the best or the brightest move. Maybe you wait until an opening day of 2026, and if he makes a run at Rookie of the Year, you get an additional draft pick. To answer your question, I'm hoping next season. As far as Hunter Harvey, listen. Even if I say yes, that okay, Hunter Harvey's going to get an opportunity to save. In this game tonight, you still want Hunter Harvey. You want your closer pitching in the 8th inning, so I can make a case that Hunter Harvey is viewed as the high leverage guy right now. Right, 4-3 Royals lead as we go to the 8th inning. The top of the Arizona lineup was due up. Right, Corbin Carroll, Ketel Marte, Jock Peterson, Christian Walker. 8th inning. That's the game right there. You put your highest of your highest leverage pitcher in there. It's Hunter Harvey, and he got the job done. So that spot in the 8th inning, to me, is where you use your best reliever. So really what you're asking, Jackson, is... should someone else be the number two? Because when MacArthur came into the 9th inning, yes, it's still 4-3, but due up is the 6, 7, 8 hitters in the Arizona lineup. No, they're not slouches. No, I mean, Eugenio Suarez has, 250 bombs in his career? Lourdes Gurriel Jr. just got paid? I see Gabby Moreno's going to be on deck. He's a heck of a ball player. Sure. You want someone else as your number two, as your second option out of the bullpen? Okay, yeah. I mean, do you guys have an idea of who you want that to be? Because it's not Hunter. Hunter Harvey's already at the top spot. That's why he got that opportunity in the 8th. Okay, you want MacArthur to drop down and become the number three, number four? Reliever, fine, but then who ascends to number two? Now, who has the swing and miss stuff? I still think James MacArthur's. Oh boy, I don't know. John Schreiber, Angel Zerpa. You let me know. 913-586-7610. It's not a Harvey or MacArthur thing. Harvey's already the big dog. The question is, who's his running mate? Right, who's the Robin to Harvey's Batman? You tell me. If it's not MacArthur, who is it? Let's go to Taylor in Overland Park. Taylor, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Vern, appreciate what you do. Would love to have a quick conversation with you.
Let's do it.
So earlier, and I had to jump in and jump out of the car, but earlier it sounded like you said that there was a foundation of Salvi, Bobby, Vinny, Cole. These guys are here in the next 2 years. And then you said, I'm not making any drastic moves until 26. So,
I said, I can't envision the organization being desperate until 2026.
Got it. Okay. So that's after the player options expire on Lugo, Waka, right?
Well, Waka's could be done after this year. Next year's his player option. 2026 is Lugo's player option, where he'll be 36, right, and he can either accept $15 million or go test free agency.
Right. So I think I'm a Royals fan. You're obviously in the business of the Royals doing well.
Correct.
What is the foundation? Because I see very minimal coming up. If we have an injury, we've already seen that Campson, Waters, are these guys? These guys are not above 4A players. We don't have the ability, right? So
yeah. No, you're right. Let's continue this conversation. Stay right there. They lost 106 games last year. You know that. I know that. This organization. You fired your general manager. You completely overhauled how things are done within this organization. It's going to take a while to build it all back up, right? And the fact that they're here a year after 106 losses speaks very highly of this front office, of this ownership group, and I think the moves that they've made from last year's trade deadline to the offseason 2 years ago to the offseason this year to the past two drafts, from Caglione to Blake Mitchell to Hunter Owen to the Shields kid they took this year in the second round. The foundation that I talk about, I mean, there wasn't much, right, when JJ took over, right? Not a single top 100 prospect. But with the moves that they've made over the past 2 years, I believe in this front office. I think the evidence says you got a good one in JJ Piccolo and the rest of his front office. So that's what I'm talking about when I say a foundation. I'm talking about from ownership to the front office to the coaching staff. There seems to be a more new age approach, a more aggressive attitude from top on down that I think is going to continue to see this organization reflect what we like and respect so much about Cleveland, Tampa. I think that's the path that this front office has this organization on.
And Zumwalt, I don't want us as fans to think that this is going to be, when you say foundation, me as a fan, I hear like we have our foundation set, right? So Salvi is not part of the future. I love Salvi, not part of the future.
Right. And what I'm talking about with foundation is organizational foundation, right? Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. No, Josh. No, hey, we're on the same page. But that's going to rely on all the guys you named that are running up through single A, up through triple A, continuing to advance at a level that we haven't seen in the past 5, 6, 7 years, right?
Right, and that's why those men and women lost their jobs, because those players didn't develop at the pace and the quickness that they needed to, and that's why JJ and, Brian Sweeney and Zach Bove and the new pitching department and the new front office and the new coaching staff, that's why they're getting their crack at it, is to see if the Blake Mitchells and the Carter Jensens and the Gavin Crosses and the guys that they're sticking with in those minor league systems, that those are the guys that are going to replace the Salvies and the Renfros and the Adam Frasers.
So we're on the same page that, and I think you said this earlier, and correct me if I'm wrong, the time to make a push would be 26. So that would either be that our minor league
now that's
system...
There's a lot of hypotheticals in that, right? I mean, when I talk about being desperate...
We're not desperate right now, right?
Right, and if you flirt with the postseason this year, I don't think we're desperate next year. But if you fall short back-to-back years, and now all of a sudden you're going, hey, we only have three, maybe four more years with Bobby Witt Jr. if he decides to opt out, boy, we better get him to October. That's when the, okay, maybe I will part with this prospect that I really like. Because, you know, Cleveland doesn't do that. Tampa doesn't do that. You don't see the small markets, well-rounded, consistent organization sell off those pieces very often.
But they also don't win. They don't.
They're consistently
they might win
winning
88 games. They might win.
They're consistently
88
games. Winning.
They're not winning at all.
Well, there's no way to guarantee you win at all.
Of course not. But if John Sherman is committed to a new ballpark and committed to this team, why are we comparing ourselves? Now, obviously, we're not going to compare ourselves to New York or to L.A., but why don't we put ourselves a level above Cleveland or Tampa?
That level above is New York and L.A. I mean, Tampa, Cleveland, and Milwaukee are what you should strive to be.
I'm talking about from a spending perspective.
Yeah, so am I. Right? Yeah, that's what you want to be, is Cleveland, Milwaukee, and Tampa.
No, I'm saying that if organizationally we are sound, we went out and spent more money than Tampa or Cleveland this offseason.
Yeah, and that can't become a habit. That's because you haven't developed a pitcher in a very long time, right? You haven't developed ace pitchers, good pitchers outside of Brady Singer in quite a while, so you had to go and spend $33 million to bring in Seth Lugo and Michael Wacha for 1 year. I got to get some other phone calls in here, Taylor. I greatly appreciate the conversation, but hope to hear from you more often. Spending $100 million in the offseason, don't get used to that. I'm not saying you need to, and I'm not even saying that the Royals are going to be cheap, right? They're obviously not. Cleveland let Francisco Lindor get away, right? The Rays traded away Evan Longoria and traded away Blake Snell. What did John Sherman do? He broke off $300 million to Bobby Witt Jr. So it's not as if they're falling in line with everything that they do in Cleveland and Tampa, but winning in the margins. Draft and develop. Have that stable of arms, those stable of catchers, those prospects in your system, so when you are desperate, when you are one piece away from being a playoff team, you can go and make that move. The Royals don't have that system right now, and again, I don't feel as if they're desperate. I don't know if that was a good conversation over the radio, but Taylor, I enjoyed it, man. I really enjoyed that. That was fun. Thank you very much. Let's go to JD, the DJ, who's out in Chanute. You're on 610 Sports Radio. JD, thanks for hanging on. What's going on, buddy?
Good show. I think we should work with the pitchers that we have, and that we don't spend the money. I think that they just need some help there. But I think we could get that pitching crew strengthened up. So, do you agree with that?
Yeah. Well, listen. If you can appreciate the phone call, if you can make an improvement to the bullpen, do it. But when I look at the 13-man pitching staff, there aren't many guys that when they take the hill, I go, oh, God. Oh, no. I mean, certainly none of the starters. I'm a big fan. I don't know how you're not a fan of Angel Zerpa. Well, Hunter Harvey just got here. Will Smith is maybe the or one of the main leaders inside that clubhouse. Chris Strand's not going anywhere, at least not anytime soon, or that's a $5 million haircut. John Schreiber, Sam Long. I mean, I guess I could say, okay, you could maybe improve over a guy like Sam Long, but shoot, man, I hate saying that. The dude just went 1-2-3 in a 13-pitch seventh inning. He's actually pitched pretty well. So, yeah, I agree with that. I'm ready to ride with these 13 pitchers, not to mention Daniel Lynch pitching his tail off down in Omaha. Thanks for the phone call, JD. And one more thing real quick. When I talk about Tampa and Cleveland, it's not being cheap. Maybe that's how it hits the ears. But we also need to understand that over the past few seasons, owners have crushed negotiations with the players' union. So much so that the incentive to build a great team, the incentive to, build a great team has been completely washed away. I mean, you heard the general manager of the Mariners this offseason say, our goal is to build a team that wins 52% of the time. I can't believe he said it, but I know he's not the only one that believes it. When you let half the league into the postseason, you completely diminish what the regular season stands for, and you ruin the trade deadline. If half the league gets into the postseason, I don't need to be great. You don't need to build a perfect team to get into the postseason. Oh, but Vern, don't you want a perfect team? Yeah, but it doesn't guarantee you anything. The Dodgers build a juggernaut every single year for 20 years now. What do they have to show for it? A COVID stain, nobody in the building, World Series trophy? That's it. The Yankees throw money at everything. And what do they have to show for it? I mean, the Royals have as many world titles as the New York Yankees do in the past 15 years. I mean, you guys understand that. I mean, we saw it. We saw the Oakland A's beat the Royals in a series. It doesn't matter who you play. It matters when you play them, right? You've heard Denny say that before. The worst team in baseball can beat the best team in baseball in a 3-game series. So knowing that, knowing if you don't win your division, you need to win 13 games to hoist the World Series trophy. That is completely luck, fluke. Who's hot? Who has the two best starting pitchers? 162 games used to mean whoever's the best goes to the World Series. One team from the AL, one team from the NL. First to win four, the title is yours because you've earned it. You played 162 freaking games. I know who the two best teams are. Okay, but we had to change that, right? Can't do that. And we changed that like 50 years ago. Okay, the two best teams from each league after 162. Okay, you need to win now 8 games to hoist that trophy. And now, you're telling me after 162 games, we're still saying, okay, well, it's one of these 12. I mean, that's so ridiculous. It's ridiculous, and it's ruined the regular season, and it's, in my opinion, ruined the trade deadline. I mean, think about being the Baltimore Orioles or the New York Yankees. Right now, they're vying for that American League East title. Both of their fan bases want them to go for it. One of them is going to play a 3-game wild card series. Now, likely at home, sure. But you're telling me that a Pablo Lopez and a Joe Ryan can't go into New York and win 2 of 3? You're telling me that Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo can't go into the Bronx and take 2 of 3 and end that Yankees season where they were building this juggernaut? Listen, I know it sounds at times like I'm carrying water for the organization, saying, hey, you know, there's no need to be desperate. Don't sell off the farm. It's not me being a homer for the Royals. It's me calling it like I see it right now. This is where Major League Baseball is gone. And for as much as it's about you, for as much as it's about the fans staying in it throughout the six-month season, keeping more cities in the wild card race, I just don't know if I'm buying it. Now, yes, I buy that it keeps fans interested and probably, you know, packs these stadiums, but you see where that's all going. It's just lining the owners' pockets. And good for them. It's a business. That's what they should be trying to do. But I think the game suffers. All right, I'll get off my soapbox real quick. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Very late for a break. If you're on hold, I'll go right to you, right out of this quick timeout on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Mortgage rates have finally dropped. That's right. Golden Oak has 5.375% fixed rates available right now. Our average cash-out customer saves over $1,000 a month. Call today and take advantage of our 5.375 fixed rate. Call 913-890-GOLD. That's 913-890-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
5.934 APR. FHA 15-year 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This is it. Shop the Lowe's closeout event to get up to 70% off select major appliances for your home. Plus, get up to 60% off select patio furniture and accessories for your outdoor spaces. So hurry into your local store today, because these deals are too good to last. Shop them now before they're gone, because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/7 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all-day freshness.
Follow Fesco in the Morning on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. 610 Sports Radio, KCSB Kansas City, WDAF HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Sports Station.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play? Or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to the official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Royals drop the finale to the Diamondbacks, 8-6 the final score. 4-3 Royals led after the fourth inning. That 4-3 lead would last until the ninth inning. James MacArthur, after striking out Eugenio Suarez to lead off the ninth, gives up an infield single, a walk, a two-run double, another infield single, and then a three-run home run to Ketel Marte. Royals would put two on the board in the bottom of the ninth inning thanks to a Vinny Pasquantino rocket two-run single. But it's not enough, and the Royals fall 8-6. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We head out to Hutchinson, Kansas, and talk with Coach. Coach, how are you?
Hey.
I'm doing great. You talked earlier about spending all this money in the off season for starters, and sometimes, like tonight, the bullpen's got to pick a starter up, and the bottom line is your guy can't give up five runs in the ninth. I mean, that's just the bottom run. I granted, we're spoiled as Royals fans. We've had, you know, Royals Hall of Fame-type closers for as long as we all can remember. All we need is some guy that's average. And I think we all need to face it that MacArthur is below average. We just need an average guy that can save a baseball game. I don't think that's asking too much. I'll listen to your reply.
Well, how many guys do you think there are, then?
Well, can Boosh
do it? I'm sorry?
Who's the guy that had Tommy John? I can't ever pronounce his name right.
Chris Bubich?
Yeah, could he be the save guy? Could he be the closer? Yeah.
Possibly. I mean, he's never done it before, but possibly.
Can we throw Harvey in there? I mean, we got Harvey. Let's put him in there and let him do it.
Why
we keep running MacArthur out there. I can't. It's just frustrating. It's frustrating.
Well, I got you. Thanks for the phone call, Coach. The reason why you keep running James MacArthur out there is because he has arguably the best stuff in that bullpen. Maybe second to Hunter Harvey. And to reiterate my point that I made to a previous caller, Coach, you know, Hunter Harvey right now is the top dog in that bullpen. That's why he faced the top of the Arizona lineup in the eighth inning. You know, the whole closer thing, it's more about high leverage, in my opinion. But sure, yeah, you wanted to see Bubich come in there in the ninth inning? Okay, yeah, man. Yeah, he can get an opportunity. I mean, he pitched yesterday 22 pitches, just coming back from Tommy John surgery. I don't know if you want to double him up right out of the gate. Who knows? But as far as, you know, you're saying, I just want a league average closer. I just don't know how many good closers there are out there. Well, MacArthur's top 20 in Major League Baseball as far as saves. I mean, I'm just trying to think of these lockdown closers. I mean, I'm just looking through the saves list right now, and I watch a lot of baseball. I've heard fans complain about Kimbrel and Holmes and Hader. I've heard Diaz and Fairbanks and Jantz. You know, it's a tough job. Yeah. James MacArthur, opponents hitting .302 off of him. That's terrible. Listen, there's no defending the performance tonight. We'll see what Q does moving forward. Thanks for the phone call, Coach. Let's hear what James MacArthur had to say after the game to Bally Sports Kansas City.
Super frustrating inning. Felt like I was pretty close at times to getting out of it, and just didn't quite make the pitch that I needed to. Some really good defensive plays behind me. Balls were finding some holes, but at the end of the day, just didn't execute enough pitches.
I don't know if you've gone back and looked. Did you feel like that was a strikeout to Perdomo there? And then being able, you know, obviously Salvi technically does throw off that runner, even though it turns into a walk.
I thought it was a close pitch. At the end of the day, I can't control what the umpires call, ball or strike. So for me, I just got to be better, not being a three-ball count to walk a guy. Walks are unacceptable in games like that. So I need to do a better job of getting ahead in that count.
Mm-hmm. Did it feel like things kind of just got too big on you after that? And how did you kind of go about that when you've got runners on base?
Yeah, I think there was some hits started getting strung together. Didn't feel like things sped up more so than they just kind of got on a roll and kept putting good swings on balls that needed to be located a little bit better.
Fifth blown save of the season for James MacArthur. If you missed it, after striking out Suarez to open up the ninth inning, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. hits stings one, 103 miles per hour off the bat, up the gut. Bobby ranges towards the second base bag, slides, makes the pick, but slips as he comes to his feet, and he's unable to make the throw. So Gurriel's on first. That brings up Perdomo. You heard Annie Rogers ask MacArthur about that ball four call. It looked like strike three. Now, MacArthur fell behind in the count 2-0, throws strike one, and then he got a call. That strike two call to Perdomo, that was borderline. That could have easily gone as ball three. So, you know what, I'm not going to get, I'm certainly not frustrated with the home plate umpire on that call. I'll make a pitch. MacArthur, listen, he made the pitch, right? Full count offering, that was strike three. And then Salvi does come up throwing as Gurriel was off on the pitch. Yeah, that could have been strike him out, throw him out, game over, Royals win. But instead, it's ball four. Two on, one out. Gabriel Moreno, the catcher, comes to the dish. And on a 1-1 offering, MacArthur left a slider up, out, over the dish, up in the zone, and Moreno didn't miss it. Blast it to right center field for a two-run double to put the Diamondbacks up 5-4. Then Corbin Carroll, MacArthur got ahead in the count 0-2. And Corbin Carroll grounds one again, back up the middle. Royal second baseman Garrett Hampson unable to make the very difficult play. You know, I mean, he stopped the ball from going into the outfield, but he's unable to field and make a strong throw to first. And Corbin Carroll's on. That pushed Moreno to third. And then Ketel Marte comes up with two on and one out. And the 1-0 hanger is not missed by the All-Star second baseman. He bangs it 419 feet for a three-run home run. That made it 8-4 Arizona. Royals would lose 8-6. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
In this offseason.
Yeah, and that can't become a habit. That's because you haven't developed a pitcher in a very long time, right? You haven't developed ace pitchers, good pitchers outside of Brady Singer in quite a while, so you had to go and spend $33 million to bring in Seth Lugo and Michael Wacha for 1 year. I got to get some other phone calls in here, Taylor. I greatly appreciate the conversation, but hope to hear from you more often. spending $100 million in the offseason. Don't get used to that. I'm not saying you need to, and I'm not even saying that the Royals are going to be cheap, right? They're obviously not. Cleveland let Francisco Lindor get away, right? The Rays traded away Evan Longoria and traded away Blake Snell. What did John Sherman do? He broke off $300 million to Bobby Witt Jr. So it's not as if they're falling in line with everything that they do in Cleveland and Tampa, but winning in the margins. Draft and develop. Have that stable of arms, those stable of catchers, those prospects in your system, so when you are desperate, when you are one piece away from being a playoff team, you can go and make that move. The Royals don't have that system right now, and again, I don't feel as if they're desperate. I don't know if that was a good conversation over the radio, but Taylor, I enjoyed it, man. I really enjoyed that. That was fun. Thank you very much. Let's go to JD, the DJ, who's out in Chanute. You're on 610 Sports Radio. JD, thanks for hanging on. What's going on, buddy?
Good show. I think we should work with the pitchers that we have, and we don't spend, you know, the money. I think that they just need some help there, but I think we could get that pitching crew strengthened up. So do you agree with that?
Yeah, well, listen, if you can, I appreciate the phone call, if you can make an improvement to the bullpen, do it. But when I look at the 13-man pitching staff, there aren't many guys that when they take the hill, I go, oh, God, oh, no. I mean, certainly none of the starters. I'm a big fan. I don't know how you're not a fan of Angel Zerpa. Well, Hunter Harvey just got here. Will Smith is maybe the or one of the main leaders inside that clubhouse. Now, Chris Strand's not going anywhere, at least not anytime sooner. That's a $5 million haircut. John Schreiber, Sam Long. I mean, I guess I could say, okay, you could maybe improve over a guy like Sam Long, but shoot, man, I hate saying that. The dude just went 1-2-3 in a 13-pitch seventh inning. It's actually pitched pretty well. So, yeah, I agree with that. I'm ready to ride with these 13 pitchers, not to mention Daniel Lynch pitching his tail off down in Omaha. Thanks for the phone call, JD. And one more thing real quick. When I talk about Tampa and Cleveland, it's not being cheap. Maybe that's how it hits the ears. But we also need to understand that over the past few seasons, owners have crushed negotiations with the players' union. So much so that the incentive to build a great team, the incentive to build a great team has been completely washed away. I mean, you heard the general manager of the Mariners this offseason say, our goal is to build a team that wins 52% of the time. I can't believe he said it, but I know he's not the only one that believes it. When you let half the league into the postseason, you completely diminish what the regular season stands for. And you ruin the trade deadline. If half the league gets into the postseason, I don't need to be great. You don't need to build a perfect team to get into the postseason. Oh, but Vern, don't you want a perfect team? Yeah, but it doesn't guarantee you anything. The Dodgers build a juggernaut every single year for 20 years now. What do they have to show for it? A COVID stain, nobody in the building, World Series trophy? That's it. The Yankees throw money at everything. And what do they have to show for it? I mean, the Royals have as many world titles as the New York Yankees do in the past 15 years. I mean, you guys understand that mean, we saw it. We saw the Oakland A's beat the Royals in a series. It doesn't matter who you play. It matters when you play them, right? You've heard Denny say that before. The worst team in baseball can beat the best team in baseball in a three-game series. So knowing that, knowing if you don't win your division, you need to win 13 games to hoist the World Series trophy. That is completely luck, fluke. Who's hot? Who has the two best starting pitchers? 162 games used to mean whoever's the best goes to the World Series. One team from the AL, one team from the NL. First to win four, the title is yours because you've earned it. You played 162 freaking games. I know who the two best teams are. Okay, but we had to change that, right? Can't do that. And we changed that like 50 years ago. Okay, the two best teams from each league after 162. Okay, you need to win now 8 games to hoist that trophy. And now, you're telling me after 162 games, we're still saying, okay, well, it's one of these 12. I mean, that's so ridiculous. It's ridiculous, and it's ruined the regular season, and it's, in my opinion, ruined the trade deadline. I mean, think about being the Baltimore Orioles or the New York Yankees. Right now they're vying for that American League East title. Both of their fan bases want them to go for it. One of them is going to play a three-game wild card series. Now, likely at home, sure. But you're telling me that a Pablo Lopez and a Joe Ryan can't go into New York and win two of three? You're telling me that Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo can't go into the Bronx and take two of three and end that Yankees season where they were building this juggernaut? Listen, I know it sounds at times like I'm carrying water for the organization, saying, hey, you know, there's no need to be desperate. Don't sell off the farm. It's not me being a homer for the Royals. It's me calling it like I see it right now. This is where Major League Baseball is gone. And for as much as it's about you, for as much as it's about the fans staying in it throughout the six-month season, keeping more cities in the wild card race, I just don't know if I'm buying it. Now, yes, I buy that it keeps fans interested and probably, you know, packs these stadiums, but you see where that's all going. It's just lining the owners' pockets. And good for them. It's a business. That's what they should be trying to do. But I think the game suffers. All right, I'll get off my soapbox real quick. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Very late for a break. If you're on hold, I'll go right to you right out of this quick timeout on 610 Sports Radio.
You're listening to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app.
Mortgage rates have finally dropped. That's right. Golden Oak has 5.375% fixed rates available right now. Our average cash-out customer saves over $1,000 a month. Call today and take advantage of our 5.375 fixed rate. Call 913-890-GOLD. That's 913-890-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.934 APR. FHA 15-year 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
This is it. Shop the Lowe's closeout event to get up to 70% off select major appliances for your home. Plus, get up to 60% off select patio furniture and accessories for your outdoor spaces. So hurry into your local store today because these deals are too good to last. Shop them now before they're gone because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 8/7 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow.
for all-day freshness.
Follow Fesco in the Morning on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. 610 Sports Radio, KCSB Kansas City, WDAF HD2 Liberty, and Odyssey Sports Station.
What makes for a great vacation? Depends on who you ask. Are you looking to get away or bring everyone together? Do you want to get outside and play or see a play at the plate? Fortunately, however you operate, I'm the destination you've been looking for. The name's Missouri, but you can call me Mo. And I have just one question. What's your MO? Come see me at visitmo.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Brakes? We can save you 15% on that. We have OE quality Duralast brake pads and rotors in stock, ready for pickup or delivery. We also have calipers, brake fluid, tools, and anything else you'll need to do the job right. When you get Duralast pads and rotors together, you'll save 15%. It's just part of what makes us America's number one brakes destination.
This is Trent McDuffie, and you're listening to the official broadcast partner of the Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Royals drop the finale to the Diamondbacks, 8-6, the final score. 4-3, Royals led after the fourth inning. That 4-3 lead would last until the ninth inning. James MacArthur, after striking out Eugenio Suarez to lead off the ninth, gives up an infield single, a walk, a two-run double, another infield single, and then a three-run home run to Ketel Marte. Royals would put two on the board in the bottom of the ninth inning thanks to a Vinny Pasquantino rocket two-run single. But it's not enough, and the Royals fall 8-6. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. We head out to Hutchinson, Kansas, and talk with Coach. Coach, how are you?
Hey. I'm doing great. You talked earlier about spending all this money in the off season for starters, and sometimes, like tonight, the bullpen's got to pick a starter up, and the bottom line is your guy can't give up five runs in the ninth. I mean, that's just the bottom run. Granted, we're spoiled as Royals fans. We've had, you know, Royals Hall of Fame-type closers for as long as we all can remember. All we need is some guy that's average. And I think we all need to face it that MacArthur is below average. We just need an average guy that can save a baseball game. I don't think that's asking too much. I'll listen to your reply.
Well, how many guys do you think there are then?
Well, can Boosh
do it? How many average? I'm sorry?
Who's the guy that had Tommy John? I can't ever pronounce his name right.
Chris Bubich?
Yeah, could he be the save guy? Could he be the closer? Yeah.
Possibly. I mean, he's never done it before, but possibly.
Can we throw Harvey in there? I mean, we got Harvey. Let's put him in there and let him do it.
I mean, Well, then.
Why we keep running MacArthur out there. I can't. It's just frustrating. It's frustrating.
Well, I got you. Thanks for the phone call, Coach. The reason why you keep running James MacArthur out there is because he has arguably the best stuff in that bullpen. Maybe second to Hunter Harvey. And to reiterate my point that I made to a previous caller, Coach, you know, Hunter Harvey right now is the top dog in that bullpen. That's why he faced the top of the Arizona lineup in the eighth inning. You know, the whole closer thing, it's more about high leverage, in my opinion. But sure, yeah, you wanted to see Bubich come in there in the ninth inning? Okay, yeah, man. Yeah, he can get an opportunity. I mean, he pitched yesterday 22 pitches, just coming back from Tommy John surgery. I don't know if you want to double him up right out of the gate. Who knows? But as far as, you know, you're saying, I just want a league average closer. I just don't know how many good closers there are out there. Well, MacArthur's top 20 in Major League Baseball as far as saves. I mean, I'm just trying to think of these lockdown closers. I mean, I'm just looking through the saves list right now, and I watch a lot of baseball. I've heard fans complain about Kimbrel and Holmes and Hader. I've heard Diaz and Fairbanks and Jantz. You know, it's a tough job. Yeah. James MacArthur, opponents hitting 302 off of him. Yeah, that's terrible. Listen, there's no defending the performance tonight. We'll see what Q does moving forward. Thanks for the phone call, Coach. Let's hear what James MacArthur had to say after the game to Bally Sports Kansas City.
Super frustrating inning. Felt like I was pretty close at times to getting out of it, and just didn't quite make the pitch that I needed to. Some really good defensive plays behind me. Balls were finding some holes, but at the end of the day, just didn't execute enough pitches.
I don't know if you've gone back and looked. Did you feel like that was a strikeout to Perdomo there? And then being able, you know, obviously Salvi technically does throw off that runner, even though it turns into a walk.
I thought it was a close pitch. At the end of the day, I can't control what the umpires call, ball or strike. So for me, I just got to be better, not being a three ball count to walk a guy. Walks are unacceptable in games like that. So I need to do a better job of getting ahead in that count.
How did it feel like things kind of just got too big on you after that? And how did you kind of go about that when you've got runners on base?
Yeah, I think there was some hits started getting strung together. Didn't feel like things sped up more so than they just kind of got on a roll and kept putting good swings on balls that needed to be located a little bit better.
Fifth blown save of the season for James MacArthur. If you missed it, after striking out Suarez to open up the ninth inning, Lourdes Gurriel Jr. hits stings one, 103 miles per hour off the bat, up the gut. Bobby ranges towards the second base bag, slides, makes the pick, but slips as he comes to his feet, and he's unable to make the throw. So Gurriel's on first. That brings up Perdomo. You heard Annie Rogers ask MacArthur about that ball four call. It looked like strike three. Now, MacArthur fell behind in the count 2-0, throws strike one, and then he got a call. That strike two call to Perdomo, that was borderline. That could have easily gone as ball three. So, you know what, I'm certainly not frustrated with the home plate umpire on that call. Now, make a pitch. MacArthur, listen, he made the pitch, right? Full count offering, that was strike three. And then Salvi does come up throwing as Gurriel was off on the pitch. Yeah, that could have been strike him out, throw him out, game over, Royals win. But instead, it's ball four. Two on, one out. Gabriel Moreno, the catcher, comes to the dish. And on a 1-1 offering, MacArthur left a slider up, out over the dish, up in the zone, and Moreno didn't miss it. Blast it to right center field for a two-run double to put the Diamondbacks up 5-4. Then Corbin Carroll, MacArthur got ahead in the count 0-2. And Corbin Carroll grounds one again, back up the middle. Royals second baseman Garrett Hampson, unable to make the very difficult play. You know, I mean, he stopped the ball from going into the outfield, but he's unable to field and make a strong throw to first. And Corbin Carroll's on. That pushed Moreno to third. And then Ketel Marte comes up with two on and one out. And the 1-0 hanger is not missed by the All-Star second baseman. He bangs it 419 feet for a three-run home run. That made it 8-4 Arizona. Royals would lose 8-6. Let's go to Dan and KCK. Dan, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh, how you doing? Yeah, Royals just didn't get the key hit. Salvi, he tried, you know. Yeah, he was on that first pitch. He should you'd be more selective, you know. And, you know, it was a pretty good comeback, you know. Vinny got the base hit and all. That's all you can ask for, get the tying run. And, you know, I'm still pretty calm after a few nights ago. I had no Castellanos really riled me up. So I apologize you know. But it's okay, you know. Cool hits prevail, and that's two nights is pretty good, so let's take care of the Cubs. Take care of yourself, Josh.
All right, appreciate it. Thanks, Dan. Let me take a quick look at the text line. This can't be a good idea, but let's do it. Victor in Raytown's disappointed in Salvi's performance tonight. From the 816, Jack Caglione will make his debut this year in the World Series. And don't wish that on him. That didn't work out well for Adalberto Mondesi. Let's not do that to Caglione as well. Vern is there. Yeah, just a lot of questions about James MacArthur. We've answered them. But here's the good thing. Here's 2024 encapsulized. Yeah, the Royals lost, but do you know who's pitching the next game? Brady Singer. And then Seth Lugo, and then Cole Reagans. And how bad is it, really? Royals are 9 games above 500, and now they turn to Brady Singer as they open up a 3-game series with the Chicago Cubs coming up on Friday night. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 6 o'clock. As always, your chance to win Royals tickets. So be listening coming up on Friday as the Royals and Cubs wrap up this 9-game homestand. It's a final score from the K. Arizona takes the finale 8-6. That's going to do it for us. James Howell, thank you very much for the help back at the studio. Thanks to you for listening and texting. And well, I don't know if you tweeted. I didn't check that out tonight. But either way, I'll talk to you Friday live from Kauffman Stadium as the Royals and Cubs open up a 3-game weekend set. They'll be slanging that Patrick Mahomes bobblehead. It's going to be a capacity crowd. This place is going to be jumping. Brady Singer's going to be feeding off of it. Oh, I'm already ready for it. Enjoy your off day, Kansas City. I'll talk to you coming up on Friday on 610 Sports Radio. Take care.
Only at True North Stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter X.com/AI.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.